Whatever Antony Gillingham's other qualifications for his new profession, he had at any rate a brain which worked clearly and quickly, and this clear brain of his had already told him that he was the one person in the house at that moment who was unhandicapped in the search for truth. The inspector had arrived in it to find a man dead and a man missing. It was extremely probable, no doubt, that the missing man had shot the dead man. But it was more than extremely probable. It was almost certain that the inspector would start with the idea that this extremely probable solution was the one true solution, and that in consequence he would be less disposed to consider without prejudice any other solution. As regards all the rest of them, Cayley, the guests, the servants, they also were prejudiced, in favour of Mark, or possibly, for all he knew, against Mark, in favour of or against each other. They had formed some previous opinion, from what had been said that morning, of the sort of man Robert was. No one of them could consider the matter with an unbiased mind. But Antony could. He knew nothing about Mark. He knew nothing about Robert. He had seen the dead man before he was told who the dead man was. He knew that a tragedy had happened before he knew that anybody was missing. Those first impressions, which are so vitally important, had been received solely on the merits of the case. They were founded on the evidence of his senses, not on the evidence of his emotions or of other people's senses. He was in a much better position for getting at the truth than was the inspector.